Number 13, landowner hunting permits and small game and other wildlife seasons and regulations. Another decision. So yes, it's up to you, my friend.
Good afternoon, Chair, members of the Commission, Director and Deputy Director. My name is Anis Saudi. I'm the Game Division Manager. Not a lot of changes to this rule. I'll just be kind of going through date changes and some permit changes with the LHP program. We presented a lot of the background information. If you have questions on that, I'll go through it. But basically, these are the LHPs around the state. There are eight of them currently in place. Proposed changes to this rule are minor date and name changes, recommending adjustments to the Pine Mountain Ranch date, and then ZMI date change hunt. So these are the proposed changes to the dates, basically just a roll forward to accommodate the calendar. As far as public comment goes, the public comment that we get through our website and through other means shows about 60% of folks support the recommended changes. A lot of the concerns are with the program itself, not the actual changes. So basically, our direction and rationale is to implement Fish and Wildlife Commission policy, continue to work with landowners to gain hunting access to private lands, and continue to provide private land access that hunters otherwise wouldn't enjoy. And that's the recommended changes for LHP.
Any questions? Yes.
Yeah. Yes, so most of this activity is going on the east side, and where we hear the concerns are the forest lands on the west side. Are we making any headway? Are these programs that are acceptable with the forest landowners?
Some of these programs could be portable to the west side. There just hasn't been the landowners that have approached us wanting to be in this program. To be honest, we haven't really marketed this program because there have been some, contentious parts to it, where sometimes when you do offer that opportunity, there might be other landowners that are already providing free access that may no longer do it because of inequity and things like that. So we are approaching landowners with this program if it's a feasible approach, but it seems one of the programs that's only suited for specific landowners, and it doesn't seem to fit the large timberland parcels that we have on the west side. So,
any other questions? Ready for a motion then?
I move to amend WAC 232-28-296 and WAC 232-28-342 as proposed by the department.
Motion's been made. We have a second. Second's been made. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Thank you, Anise.